Your morning team show is on WSGW.com. It's on 100.5 and 790 News Radio, WSGW, the online and on-air presence of your morning team show on Thursday mornings during the Ontario Hockey League season. It's Saginaw Spirit Talk, and that means Voice of Spirit Hockey, Joy Botano, who joins us via phone this morning, not in the studio. And, as I said, Joy, during the Ontario Hockey League season, when we last talked, there was a season. Well, first of all, let's say good morning and thanks for joining us in these different times, Joy, but we appreciate you talking with us this morning here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Charlie.
So we were going to, because there's still some Spirit news to talk about, and one of the pieces of news now, which not only affects the Spirit, but the Ontario Hockey League, Joy, this was released from you yesterday from the Ontario Hockey League. So this story is what, that the regular season has officially been canceled?
Yes, yeah, so they kind of broke this apart in pieces. So the first thing that was paused was the regular season, and that announcement was made last Thursday about, I'd say, I think it was about 3 hours before we were supposed to play the Windsor Spitfires last Thursday night, that they announced that the season was paused. Peel the curtain back a little bit, I can tell you the players never got on the bus. I never departed for Windsor. The Board of Governors were meeting at that point to make a decision on what the future was going to hold. And at that point, they decided, okay, let's just take a break and reevaluate this thing. And originally had planned to reevaluate it 2 weeks down the road. Well, a lot's changed in a week, a lot changes in a day, a lot changes in an hour when it comes to COVID-19, as we're seeing over the last little while. And the decision was made yesterday to canceled the regular season with the hope of still playing the playoffs, still crowning an OHL champion, and at this point, still playing the Kia Memorial Cup.
That's as of this morning, March 19th. As you said, though, with as fluid as it is, and who knows what might be taking place in the future, but that's where we stand now. Spirit fans then might ask, if that's the case, and if playoffs can occur, obviously you have to have teams into the playoff and seeding. Does that mean since, and do you know, when we last talked, Spirit were in first place in the West Division. Well, it's not the way you want to win a division championship. Does the standings, are they set from where they left off, or do you know, Joey?
Yes, the standings are set. The league is going to, the way I understand it is the league is going to crown division champions and seeding based off where the standings are as of today.
All right. Spirit fans also are wondering, and I know that you have advanced some news concerning tickets. Obviously, people had tickets for some of the games that were still left in the regular season. You already were selling playoff tickets. Can you give us an update on where that stands from the Spirit organization?
Yeah, so some of that has changed over the last 24 hours because of the announcement of the conclusion of the regular season. So there's a couple different options for fans that have their physical tickets. What we're doing now is your tickets would serve as a voucher for a first-round playoff game in 2020. Again, that decision hasn't been made on the playoffs. We're hoping that at some point we'll be able to play. Or your ticket will serve as a voucher for any regular season game during the 2021 season. If you purchase your tickets online, we would mail you your tickets so you have them as a voucher. So either way, if you decide to keep your tickets, eventually you will get a physical ticket that you can redeem as a voucher, whether it's in the first round of the 2020 playoffs or next season. There's an example on the website. I don't want to bore everyone with the details because there's quite a bit of them. But if you go to SaginawSpirit.com, we sent out a press release yesterday. I think it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock yesterday that we posted. And it has your options. And again, right now as an organization, we're encouraging social distancing. So any communication with the team as of this point, despite the fact that we are open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Spirit store, we encourage our fans to communicate with us either via phone at 989-497-7747 or via email at info@saginawspirit.com. Those are the encouraged ways of communicating with our staff at this point. And we're asking that if you are looking to obtain a refund, that you wait until April 1st for an in-person refund at this point. And that is certainly a fluid date. That could change.
Understood. And we deal with that on a daily basis in so many different ways that different businesses, and certainly, I mean, as much as Spirit is a sports organization, it is a business, and there are aspects that you have to deal with. At this point, that's where you stand, and now you have to wait, obviously, as you said, hoped what might advance into a postseason. And if that happens, obviously, a lot more will be able to be clarified. And if it didn't happen, a lot more would be able to be clarified. So that's kind of why you're in almost kind of a standby. And as we talked this morning, maybe, Joey, just let folks know. I mean, you know, people talking about the different jobs and different things that they have to do. We always talk about you being the voice of the Saginaw Spirit, the play-by-play that we enjoy all season long. But you have official duties other than just being the voice doing the play-by-play that keeps you busy, though, don't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of the voice behind the keyboard, too. When you see, the releases that we're putting out and all that stuff, that's all handled through me. So it's been a busy week. You know, a lot of people are taking this time, social distancing and self-quarantining, as I hate to say vacation. I hate to say it that way. But so some people just, you know, don't have to work at this point. This has been one of the busier weeks of my career, believe it or not, despite the fact that we're not playing, just trying to keep up with everything and get some information, get all the information gathered and presented in a way that the fans understand. And it's, you know, I think by and large, the response by our fan base has been pretty positive. I think they all understand that these are interesting times and different circumstances, and this is new to everybody, and we're kind of, you know, we're flying by the seat of our pants too, in a lot of ways. We're listening to the OHL and the Board of Governors and the Commissioner Dave Branch, and just following the league's decisions. And we think as a team, you know, we think the league has made all the right decisions here. Certainly we'd much rather be on the ice playing, and, you know, we would have played the Flint Firebirds last night in probably one of the most important regular season games in both the team's histories. That's just the reality of the situation. But everything happens for a reason, in my opinion. And, you know, this is, it's a tough circumstance. It's a lot of adversity. This team worked extremely hard this year to get in the position they're in right now. And all we can do, as I said before, is just hope that we can buy enough time for this to pass and still be able to get in a full playoffs. And you know, of course, after the playoffs in the OHL, you're hoping that you get to the Kia Memorial Cup and uncharted territory for Saginaw. That was the hope this year, that, you know, they could push for that Memorial Cup championship. And again, as of this morning, that's not off the table. So that's what we're hoping for right now. And hopefully we'll be able to play for the fans here before the season's over.
All right. In the meantime, we'll send folks to SaginawSpirit.com. Everything's online. You can always call 989-497-7747. Email info at SaginawSpirit.com. Best ways to communicate fans for your questions and seeking information. We appreciate your time to bring us up to date on what's going on, especially in light of the news that took place yesterday of the regular season information, Joy. And hopefully we'll have more Spirit conversations, but we'll have those as based on whatever is going on with the reality of the Ontario Hockey League. Go back and social distance and do what you got to do, Joey.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
All right. We appreciate it. A different type of Saginaw Spirit update we have for you on this Thursday morning, but some important Spirit news and Ontario Hockey League news, too, that we have for you this morning.